For more on Liz Cheney's defeat in her home state, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Katie McNally, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Eckerd College in Florida, who studies Congress and who authored the book Representing the Disadvantaged, Group Interests and Legislator Reputation in the U.S. Congress. Thanks for joining us to discuss this. So was it just the backing of Donald Trump for the opposing candidate, or was there more to Liz Cheney's defeat there in Wyoming?
I mean, obviously, the support of Donald Trump makes a difference, but this is also something that really strikes at the heart of what partisans want. Liz Cheney makes things extremely uncomfortable. She is front and center all the time talking about how Donald Trump should not be in office, about how he violated the basic tenets of our democracy. She's not being what we normally think of as a partisan team player. And when you can get someone who has some similar policy views, though obviously with a really anti-democratic bent, that's more comfortable for a lot of Republican voters who might not want to reckon with the idea of what it means to support Donald Trump or someone who backs him.
Do you think that we'll be seeing the end of politicians like Liz Cheney who will make things uncomfortable if they feel like they're doing the right thing?
I certainly don't think we will be seeing the end of politicians like this. I think we might be seeing them take on new roles where their ability to continue on in Congress is certainly going to be more difficult. But this is certainly not going to be the end of politicians like this. In fact, there are a few politicians who voted to impeach Trump, for instance, in the Republican Party that did win their primary. So I don't think this immediately is the death knell of politicians that are standing on democratic principles.
She has promised to continue the fight. How do you do that when you're not in office?
I think Liz Cheney has been planning for this for quite a long time. I think the first thing that we would expect is I think Liz Cheney is highly likely to run for president in a way that she can get on a presidential debate stage in the Republican primary and really make the case against Donald Trump and against his arguments around voter fraud and really denying some of the democratic principles.
You know, Wyoming is very dependent on fossil fuels for funding, as well as just the fact that people drive cars. What does having a Trump-backed member of Congress do in terms of working with other members of Congress as the nation starts to shift more toward clean energy? Is there any concern among traditional Republicans about that?
I mean, I certainly think there is a difference in style when you have Trump-backed candidates who are perhaps even less willing to compromise. But this is not a new phenomenon. A politician like Liz Cheney is by no means a moderate. She is not someone who is unfriendly towards fossil fuel interests or the like. So I think the challenges around coming to compromises around climate change policy and the like, those have been long coming, and they might have a difference in style now, but some of those challenges are not brand new.
You know, used to think that in Wyoming, the Cheney name indicated a political dynasty, with Liz Cheney's dad being the former vice president. Even his name recognition and likability in that state wasn't enough to save her?
That's certainly true. And I think we are seeing some of the big Republican political dynasties fall into disfavor. We saw that when we had the next in the line of Bushes run in 2016, we're seeing that here with Liz Cheney, where the Bush-Cheney brand of politics, the conservatism of the 2000s, really has fallen into disfavor. And Trump has really changed some of the main issues that really animate Republican voters.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That's Katie McNally. She's an assistant professor of political science at Eckerd College. She also wrote the book Representing the Disadvantaged, Group Interest and Legislator Reputation in the U.S. Congress.